The Language of Desire, The Invisible Chastity Belt. If you haven't figured it out by now, I love creating role-playing scenes and using my imagination to practically conjure a magic spell around my sex life with my guy. The Invisible Chastity Belt technique came about during a time when I was dealing with a female health issue that meant I had to refrain from intercourse for a few days to a week. At the time, my relationship was hitting a sexual peak. We were super hot for each other and very physically affectionate. Basically, we'd been fucking like crazed rabbits. And the timing sort of sucked because we'd planned a sexy little overnight getaway at a local resort. Unfortunately, the getaway was taking place the day after my doctor gave me the bad news. I was disappointed and I thought about canceling our plans. But we'd made special arrangements to go, and I figured, you know, if nothing else, we could snuggle and just make out a whole bunch, which would be nice. Cue the sad trombone music. Wah, wah. On the drive to the resort, I told him what was going on. Bless his heart, he was so concerned for my health and wanted to make sure I was okay, which I was. The problem was just more of an inconvenience than anything serious. And he didn't seem bothered one bit that some of our anticipated activities were now a no-go. So I felt relieved. So we got to the resort, and that evening we listened to a live band and hit the dance floor in the lounge. And we were having fun holding each other close and being playful and sexy while we were bumping and grinding on the dance floor. Knowing we couldn't go all the way that night, it reminded me of going to school dances as a young teenager. I'd be out on the dance floor getting close with a boy I liked, but both of us knew that sex was out of the question. It was thrilling to flirt with the idea of sex, but chaperones and curfews made it impossible to actually do anything. So that tension and hormonal frustration was actually kind of electric. So that gave me an idea. When the band finished, we went back up to our room. He stretched out on the giant bed and flipped on the sports channel, well, I went into the bathroom to transform. I emerged with my hair in a high ponytail, clean-faced. I still had a little bit of makeup on, but a very natural, innocent look. And in my short nightgown. I told him we were going to play a little game as I crawled into bed and straddled him. The rules were simple. He could do anything he wanted to my body from the waist up. And his entire body was mine to explore. The only thing we were forbidden to do was go all the way. And yes, I specifically used the terms forbidden and go all the way to get into that virginal character. His eyes immediately lit up and a big smile stretched across his face. The basketball game on the TV was instantly forgotten. "Anything I want from the waist up?" he asked, sitting up and practically drooling. "Anything," I said. "And my entire body is fair game," he grinned, pulling off his shirt. Okay, so why this works so well. Instead of making the inability to have intercourse a bad thing, it focuses on being creative with all the activities you can do with each other. It also brings back the notion of a conquest or a chase. In a long-term relationship, you've already had sex and explored each other's bodies. It's easy to take intercourse for granted over time. The tension of, is tonight going to be the night, is gone. So this is one way to bring that back. This technique rekindles anticipation with the feeling that intercourse is the forbidden fruit, that it's something to yearn for because it can't happen right now. Meanwhile, you both get to indulge in the delight of taking each other right to the edge of that rule with the everything except intercourse notion. Like a horny, virtuous teenager, you obey the rule, but you get yourselves as close to breaking it as possible. So here's how to use this in a variety of circumstances. In my example, I was the one who wasn't able to have intercourse, but this works in multiple scenarios. It could be there's a medical or health reason you can't have intercourse, but he is otherwise able to. Could be that you're on your period and one or both of you prefer not to have sex while you're menstruating. There could be a medical or health reason that he's not able to get or sustain an erection. or you're both able to have intercourse, you just want to throw in some variety to your sex life. So step one, you're going to introduce the invisible chastity belt technique. Tell your man that you want to play a little game to pique his attention. You can send him a text message to start out. In my example above, I introduced the concept in real time. But personally, I'm a fan of the prolonged tease. Had I thought of it sooner, I would have gotten his motor running with text through the day. As always, anytime you send a flirty text, use the little winky face. Here's how that conversation could flow. You say, "Tonight we're going to play a little game that you'll love. I will explain later," with a wink. Him, "Oh really? I'm curious. Give me a hint." You, "It will make you feel like a teenager again," with a wink. Him, "A teenager? What, are you going to give me a hickey?" You, "Oh, I plan on giving you a lot more than a hickey, but you have to follow one rule." Him, "One rule? What kind of game is this?" You, "I will tell you everything when you get home. Now stop thinking about me and get back to work." When he gets home, he's probably going to ask about this game right away. Just tell him the rules. He can do anything he wants to you above the waist, and you get to do anything you want to his entire body. Or just substitute the specifics based on your specific needs. The only rule is you can't go all the way. Step two, making out. You can get yourself into character with a specific hairstyle or innocent-looking outfit if you desire, but that isn't necessary to enjoy the full effects of this technique. I think getting started with a hot and heavy makeout session is the best. Pretend you're teenagers again, and making out is a big focal point of your sexual connection. Focus on kissing in all types of ways, slowly and passionately and sweetly, and or with biting. Dry humping is definitely encouraged too. Making out was a big deal for most of us as teenagers. Savoring the makeout is an important and fun part of this game. True story, as a grown-up fully able to have sex, I once had a four-hour makeout session with the man I was dating. We decided we weren't going to have sex unless we were exclusive, but we had some major chemistry. So we made out on my couch for hours one night, like until our faces were sore. It was super fucking sexy and hot, too. So never underestimate the joys of a great makeout. Step three, more action, minding the rules. As you're both getting aroused, clothes are bound to come off, and you're going to go beyond first base. Sorry, I can't help but bring out the old terminology, right? If his hands, mouth, or other body parts venture too close to the forbidden zone, move him to a different place or change activity. For example, if he's playing with your breasts and his hand starts to move south and your vagina is off limits for the night, grab it and place it back on your tit. You can also tell him no in a playful way. "That area is forbidden tonight." "No, no, mister, keep your hands on second base only." "Hands on tits only, please." "Oh no, that's off limits tonight." "Naughty boy, you need to follow the rules." Just make sure you keep your voice light and fun. Invite him to spend a lot of time on your breast. Did you know that some women can actually achieve orgasm just from nipple stimulation? It's true. And for those who can't, a long session of teasing, pinching, and sucking can get you pretty damn close to the big O. So tell him, if he pinches and sucks your nipples, he will drive you wild. Guide him to be harder or softer as needed. And if it feels good, tell him not to stop. Step three, oral sex. This game is a perfect opportunity to give him an out-of-this-world blowjob. I recommend incorporating some or all of the oral intensifier technique from Module 6. Or if you're using the invisible chastity belt because he's unable to have an erection, tell him you want him to go down on you. And you can certainly make sure to talk about his penis if you give him a blowjob. You can say, "I want to suck your dick. Want me to give you head? Want me to suck your cock? Give me your dick. I love sucking your dick. I love your big hard cock. Let me suck your dick. Can I suck your dick? Let me wrap my mouth around you. Does that feel good?" And if he's giving you oral sex, give him a good play-by-play or even directions. I love how you lick my pussy. God, your tongue feels amazing. Lick it harder or softer. Suck on my clit. Make me come with your mouth. Don't you dare stop. Keep going, you're going to make me come. You know what I like. And don't forget to use your Madonna moan from the first module. Oral sex to climax is a natural ending point to the game. However, orgasm may or may not happen for you. You don't have to focus on orgasm as the absolute goal with this. The point is to have fun and explore your bodies and spend time on places that you might have forgotten can actually be really enjoyable and pleasurable. So if you have questions on the technique, you can go into the dashboard and leave a comment there and I will answer you.